Well, filmmaker Ursula McFarlane has a reputation for addressing tough subjects in the UK. Her documentary Untouchable about the rise and fall of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, the man who sparked the Me Too movement, does that here too in America. Welcome to the Sundance Reel, Ursula. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, did your path ever cross Harvey's?
My path did not cross Harvey's because I was in the documentary world. And I have a lot of friends in London who work in the film business. And they, you know, they did cross his path. But to be honest, none of them knew. They had, they heard rumors that he was inappropriate, that he was a bully. But, you know, none of the sort of alleged sexual assaults. So it was quite interesting to me when I read the, when the rumors, not the rumors, when the expose happened in October 2017.
When did you begin making the film? Right as the scandal unfolded or...?
Yeah, well, producer Simon Chin, who you might know from Searching for Sugar Man and Man on Wire, you know, he's a fantastic producer in London. He called me really soon afterwards and said, look, I want to make this film. Do you want to make it with me? And I was, yes. There was no hesitation. So that was not long after it broke. And then I was finishing off a series, so I couldn't start straight away, but my producer, Poppy Dixon, started February. We started filming in June. We finished it 2 days before Sundance.
Interesting. Yeah. How did you decide, with so much coverage coming out while you were in the filmmaking process, how did you decide what to dig deeper on? Or maybe balance what the public may know with what they don't
know. Sure. I mean, that's right. It was dominating the news agenda, largely on Harvey Weinstein's side in terms of his court case. And by the way, we decided not to follow the unfolding story because we wanted to make this a timeless documentary. So even if he goes to jail or doesn't go to jail, you can still watch this film next year and it's relevant. So anyway, we put that aside. We felt that the allegations are obviously, at the emotional heart of the film. And they are raw and stark and painful. But we wanted to put them in the context of a life, of a portrait of a man. A portrait of power and the abuse of power, the abuse of the vulnerable by the powerful, that Harvey was a kind of lightning rod for that. So we wanted to understand his life. We wanted to bring in new testimony from people who worked with him to understand the layers of complicity or not complicity, what people knew, what they didn't know. So put it all in that kind of context, but also make it a dramatic and gripping tale so the audience would be really drawn in and try and understand, how this man, brilliant in some people's eyes, gained his power, burnished his power and kept on doing this. I mean, my first reaction to doing this story was, how did he get away with it for so long? And I wanted to explore that.
Now, were you sitting there? I mean, were you there during all of the interviews with the women telling their story?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was my, as director, I did that, yeah.
Okay, and I guess, did you tell them before the camera started rolling that the camera rolls no matter what?
Yeah, sure. We sat down and we said we're just going to film. And, what we do and what we always do is spend a lot of time, as much time as we can. Obviously you're in London and they may be in, all parts of the US, but spend time with them and gain their trust. It was important that they felt comfortable as, coming in and sitting down.
Yeah, and I guess the reason I ask that is because as I watched the interviews, I mean, I squirmed. I mean, and listening to some of those testimonies there, I'm guessing there had to be a few times that you wanted to say, cut, but you didn't.
No, because I had told them if they wanted to cut, they could. I said to all of them, you're in the driving seat here. We can stop, we can have a break. We did stop and have breaks, obviously, to change cards and sort of practical things like that. But all of them, we were very clear that if they didn't want to go somewhere, we would stop. If they said something and thought better of it, we could go back. I really wanted to empower them, but none of them did that. There's one wonderful actor called Caitlin Delaney, for whom it was very difficult, and I think you can see that. She's the lady who he enforced oral sex on. And she had, she's part of a group that I think had sort of come out talked a little bit about it, but she had never spoken about that particular part of her story. And that was really hard. But, you know, she did it and she was very brave, as they all were. I mean, to be honest with you, I just think, you know, there are varying degrees of assault, but, you know, the courage is just extraordinary, and the courage of the employees. I mean, I think the Miramaxes as well, to talk about sort of looking back and thinking maybe I didn't do the right thing. To me, that was super courageous in a different kind of way.
Yeah. So since he hasn't gone to trial, I mean, is there going to be any pushback from the Weinstein camp here? I mean, are they going to go? Do they argue for a mistrial, saying that, you know, that this could, damage his chances for a fair trial?
Not so far. Obviously we contacted Harvey Weinstein and Bob Weinstein with all the allegations, you know, very in great detail, in all the allegations in the film, as one has to do. We did ask him for an interview several times. He declined, perhaps not surprisingly. We met with Bob Weinstein. He, I have to say, did consider it and then pulled back. Obviously, I would love to have spoken with Bob. I think we'd have got a much greater understanding of his brother. But no, I mean, you know, there has been no pushback so far. And, we'll see.
What's experience been premiering this at Sundance?
The Sundance experience?
Just premiering it here. And it was, you know, Weinstein was such a presence during the festival in the past. What's that been like for you?
I felt, you know, when we heard that we'd been successful, we were just sort of, we were over the moon because, not in a glib way, but, you know, it felt really relevant to be here because this is a festival. Some people feel he transformed for good or bad. So it felt really good to be here. And at the same time, a sort of huge responsibility. And it's very much an industry event too. So I knew there'd be a lot of people in the audience who worked with Harvey, who knew Harvey, who'd had a lot of dealings with him over the years. So, you know, you're kind of, I want to get this right. And so, yeah, it was quite frightening, I have to say, that first premiere. I was slightly terrified. And also, it was my first film here. But, you know, once your film goes out there into the world, it's such a sort of amazing feeling because it's like you've spent all this time making it the best you can be, and then it's off and you don't have much control. And you hope that it means something to people. And I think, you know, it's had a really good reception here. Different people have got different things out of it. But, you know, we're very happy.
And where will it go from here?
So we have our sales agents here getting North American distribution. We have already 20 pre-sales around the world. Excuse me, it's all that talking. And in Britain, it was also co-produced by the BBC. So it will go out eventually on BBC television, which is great because obviously you'll get a big audience in the UK. But, you know, it will make its way around the world as well, which, you know, I've been reading sort of interviews with me in French in the last couple of days. So clearly it's kind of making its way, sort of globally, I hope, you know, because not just because of Harvey Weinstein. You know, I think this is a universal tale. Ronan Farrow says at the end of the film, you know, there's a Harvey Weinstein in every industry, and there is. And it's about us becoming aware and learning that, you know, it's powerful to speak out against these kinds of alleged abuses. So that's my hope.
Okay, well, you've got two more screenings here locally, Thursday, 8:30 p.m. at The Mark, and then again Saturday the 2nd, 9 p.m. at Redstone Cinema 7. Thank you so much spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, the director of the film Untouchable, Ursula McFarlane. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.